Okay. Just one marimoko
that I didn't fill in last time. The day that there's no lifting iver in a mitzvah which you are not mitzvah in is the shut emunah Shmuel simin yodalid. Made that day famous. It's actually on the newest version of the Bar Ilan, but traditionally we knew that emunah Shmuel because it's quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva in your day simin samach beis of katan gimel. So the emunah Shmuel simin yodalid quoted by the Pesachei Tshuva. Samach Beis of Katan Gimel is the Marimako for that day that I quoted there. Again, it would fit in well with our sugya. He doesn't connect it to our sugya, but the Rishonim, none of the Rishonim take that approach in our sugya. Okay, getting on to the last thing that we have left to us from Makor Sheet 42 was the very peculiar Nimuka Yosef here, who says that, well, we already started with the peculiar Mar Yabuav, right? What did Mar Yabuav say? He said, according to Ravina, right? Abuha, Lefi Ravina, he said, Yisrael, Sha'amar, Linnahri, Sayyidinovli, right? Yisrael tells a guy, so one issue which we discussed last time was, what about the fact that the guy is a Baruch Yuba? How does that fit Ravina? But chutz mizeh, the obvious question of Mar Yabuav is, a guy is not a Baruch Shlichus. It's a Mefurish Gemara in Kiddushin that came to Rimu Gam Atem, Atem Gam Atem, Ma Atem B'nei Bris, Avshluchem B'nei Bris. It's a Mefurish Gemara in Kiddushin that for Shlichus you need to be Jewish, you need B'nei Bris. And you have the same exact problem in the Nemuka Yosef here. The Nemuka Yosef at the very end of our sugya, I think, the last thing he says, Amar HaMechaber. Amar HaMechaber means that this is his own Chiddush, which he's not quoting from the early Rishonim, which he often does. V'nira dekatan she'en l'yad klak v'she'en l'mavchim t'sor le'egos. A katan is so little, he doesn't have a yad even midrabanan. Right? The Gemara talks about the different levels of katanim in Bav Metzia. Later in our Masechet. And it says that if he doesn't know the difference between, right, valuable things and non-valuable things, right, meaning he doesn't know that he should save money and not a scrap of paper, he doesn't know that he should save a coin and not a junk piece of metal, or in their days, he doesn't know that he should save a very valuable fancy piece of candy, which they used to call in those days egozin, and not pebbles, then he doesn't know anything, right? So he says, "Habi kachot v'chayv shomod lo shayach l'meir be'yifoy lo avid ad kan." The Nemuka Yosef says, even l'fi Rav Sama, he says, l'fi Rav Sama, only someone who has no choice in the matter. But he says, who has no choice in the matter? Katan she'eino mavchin bein tzur le'egos. Why? Because he says a kid who's so young that he really doesn't know anything is like a chatzar bal karche. He doesn't have really the choice whether to listen to you or not. Not just he doesn't have legal responsibility. He doesn't have any level of free choice because he's not even old enough to think. A 1 year old is not even old enough to think. So you send a 1 year old to steal for you. You think that you can get away with it because Ein Shleich L'Varavera says even Rav Sam admits Ein Shleich L'Varavera here. Okay. They're both trying to accomplish something within Shleich L'Varavera. Right? Like, oh, for Ravina, a goy is not a Baruch Yuva, which is a big chiddush that we have to analyze. For Rav Sama, a katan is like a chutzar because there's no free will to listen or not. Okay, that's all very wonderful. But there's another problem. Besides the Ravina Rav Sama problem, what about the fact that... he's not Bar Shlichus, a goy is not a Bar Shlichus, and a katan is not a Bar Shlichus. Right? That is the obvious problem. It goes against all the rules of Shlichus. And who on our daf likes to follow the rules of Shlichus in this respect? The Tosos. At the end of Dibur HaMaschil Isha, I mean the whole Dibur HaMaschil Isha, he says, how about according to Ravina, He says, "V'im Tomratam Perikah Kodesh Dochsu V'iri Achir Shod V'Kaltim Potra Ma'iva Lavnei Chiyu Aninu." It says that it's a Mufurish Mishnah. If you send a fire to burn someone's house down in the hands of Achir Shod V'Kaltim, then you are Potter. But why? According to Ravina, they're Lavnei Chiyu Aninu. So Tosfos says, no problem. Means why come on to Ravina of Saba? Basically, we have here a fundamental machlokas. Let me write it a little better. Don't worry, Moshe. What about lav bar chiyuva lefi Ravina or lav bar bechira? If you'll let me use my old modern lashon or my old lashon instead of the Gemara's lashon. Lefi Rav Sama, one of these people, she'eino bar shlichus. Right? So they meet, they don't have a bar veira problem, but they're not a bar shlichus b'klal, even in regular things, even in regular mitzvahs, even in regular everyday monetary transactions, right? If I send a guy to sell my house for me, it's not sold. If I send a chirushos b'klal to sell my house for me, it's not sold. Everyone knows that. That's not controversial. So, what is pshat? So here we have a fundamental machlokes. The simple pshat is that ein shlichus l'dvar aveira, not because it's dvar aveira, mishum this is Tosfos. What did Rasul was this? Isha? What did Rasul did I just read? Tosfos and Rasul Isha. He was dealing with A. What was his example? Chirashot v'katan lefi Ravina. He said, no problem. There's no shlichus because there's no shlichus. Nothing to do with Dvar Aveira. Right? And this is the opinion that Asivas quotes from the Shach, right? This is the opinion that Asivas quotes from the Shach, wherever I have this on the Kor sheet. Then Asiva starts by quoting a Shach Ayin Shach Sivkat and Aleph Od Hiksha Al Hanimukah Yosef. This is the Shach who rejects the Nimukah Yosef. On the other hand, one second, you have the strange Shita that Yeshlichos Lidvar Adera. Who says this? Afalpi she'enam b'nei shlichus. Again, keep in mind, the problem is the yishlichus varveira. It fits in with Ravina Rav Sama. That was yesterday's year. Problem is they're not b'nei shlichus, but we find this in four Rishonim. Who are these four Rishonim? One is the Nebuke Yosef. He was talking about a katan she'eno mavchim Bechuli lefi Rav Sama, and we find this in Mahari Abuhav, in a Nachri lefi Ravina, without getting into the problem that whether a Nachri really is a Bar Chiyuv or not. That was yesterday's. Where in which other Rishonim do we find this problem? Someone else asked the same Kasha as Tosfos. Yeah? The Ritva, the Kasha of Tosfos, if I send a Be'era, if I send a torch, actually maybe it wasn't a torch, if I send a fire, beyad, a candle, beyad Chirushot V'katan to burn down, I forget the guy's name's house, to burn down someone's house, why am I potter? So Tosfos says, no problem, because they're not B'nai Shlichos. What did the Ritva answer?
That he didn't tell
us to give up. Right, he said, Sholechas HaBe'era doesn't mean I told them to burn down the house. Although that's what seemed to be the puzzle shot from the Shach and Tari of Gemara. Shalach Zahir doesn't mean I told them to burn down the house. It just means I gave them a candle and didn't make sure they were careful with it. And they burned down someone's house. So he changes the Okimta. He says that I gave them a candle and they burned down someone's house. That's why I'm Potter, because I wasn't Sholeach then. Oh, if you ask why aren't the Chayiks of Eish Koachach Urvo, that's Gufa, the whole Sugya in Bava Kama, which is not our Indian now, which is actually very fascinating, because that also ties into, that's the Sugya ties into Elcha Shabbos, with Lechno Shabbos, but none of that is for us right now. So, but what's the implication? Since I didn't tell them to burn the house down, therefore, there's obviously no shlichus because I wasn't shaleach them. But Lo Yitzra had told him to burn the house down. There would be shlichus. That's the diuk of the Ritva, says the Ritva. Where's the Ritva? It's someplace here. Right, Ritva. Well, it was here yesterday. Wagner's really there, right?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Okay, it's in the new Ritva?
No, I'm the Gale Barlin.
That's the new Ritva. What's it, Ramaskal?
The E-Duck is the beginning of the paragraph. E-Duck,
not me. Oh, okay. I was looking at the one Ritva. Yeah, no, I was looking at the old Ritva. That'll get me every time. Yeah, okay, if I'm looking at the right riff in that account. Right, that's what he says. Yishlomer dahazam shayin yishlomer lahazik l'zasavir b'yada.
Bishusam. So this is the Ritva. When he's talking about a chereshot v'katan, lefi Ravina.
He also points out that this is one day in Shavuos Daf Gimel, because Tosos in Shavuos Daf Gimel discusses our sugya. He gets into Agav Urcha as a tangent, a discussion of our sugya. And Tosus says that one second. Yeah, here we are. Midolo ka'amar ish armor the katan l'nachri akif ligadol v'avinafkusa l'rab ada. Why don't you have a case of ish armor the katan l'nachri akif ligadol? He assumed that a katan or nachri would be shlichas and not bedlav barchi yuba. So the Tosos in Shvuas Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, his example is katan the nachri lefi Ravina. Why to say a man who told a woman? Why not say a man who told a katan or a nachri? And then that has to do with a totally tangential shaklatari. The fact he brings up the possibility of katan and nachri shows their shlichus for a katan and a nachri. And he thinks a katan and a nachri would be the nafkamina. Actually, what does he think? He thinks a katan and a nachri would be the nafkamina, that according to Rav Sama there would not be shlichus, according to Ravina there would be shlichus. Okay, now, so what's pshat? So this is what the Nesivus deals with. The Nesivus deals with this, the svara is micha. And lavar shlichus, who cares about shlichus of our favor? But why are there four sheets of the Mishonim here who say, somehow, when you get a case of Ravina or Sama of lavar chiyuva or lavar bechira, not only can you have shlichus varveira, you can even have shlichus for lavnei shlichus. That doesn't make any sense. Like, if someone's possible regular shlichus, they should also all of a sudden be okay for shlichus varveira. So the nimukiyos, the nesiva says the shach just rejects the nimukiyosif, and you reject everyone else as well. But the nesivos. The Nesiva says, no, you have to figure out the svara, and this goes back to what we discussed yesterday. What did we discuss yesterday? What we discussed yesterday is, why is Ein Shlichus L'Var Aveira normally, right? Why is it normally Ein Shlichus L'Var Aveira? Remember all the figures we had? Why normally Ein Shlichus L'Var Aveira? One way we had was Divrei Harav, etc., right? That is not really going to help us right now. So normally it should be no shlichus divrei rav divrei talmid divrei shulman. Somehow in these cases there's no divrei rav divrei talmid divrei shulman. So we get back to shlichus. When we get back to shlichus, then why should it apply to chereshot v'katan and nachri?
We have two divrei ravs. We had the psychological, and we had the...
Right, but all of these, meaning, what do Ravina and Rav Sama do? They just get around to Rav Dibber and Dibber Mishomen. At least Ravina does.
Right.
So that's not going to help us so much. So let's try something else. The other possibility we had was Gzeres HaKasav. Right? And what does Gzeres HaKasav mean? In other words, what are Ravina and Rav Sama doing? They're saying, we can get out of Dibber Rav, Dibber Tama Dibber Mishomen. What is this Gzeres HaKasav? The Gzeres HaKasav, remember, we have two ways of expressing this Gzeres HaKasav. Either, I forget which we put where in the board, but one way was that because it's an Aveira, Torah didn't give you the right to make a Shliach. Now, what do all these have in common? All these have in common so far that because you're doing something bad, therefore the shliach doesn't go through. Whether it's the shliach doing something bad, that's the Dibur Rav, or whether it's the mishaleach doing something bad. Right? Which again, I said might work well with this Rav Chaim idea that you bailus have shlichus, and maybe Hashem took away your bailus on something he didn't want you to do. But the Nesivo says here in this piece a different pshat. What does the Nesivo say? He says, because what's the makor shlichus? Anyone learn Kiddushin? What's the makor shlichus?
Truma.
What's the point of truma? The point of truma is that I might have thought if I sent you to do truma, it's not truma. Kamash one, it is truma. Where else do we learn shlichus from? The first beginning of that sugya?
Gerushin,
right? I might have thought if I sent you to divorce my wife, she's not divorced. Kamash one, she is divorced. Karban Pesach. I might have thought if I send you to shech my Karban Pesach, it's not a kosher karban. Kamash one is a kosher karban. At least the way the Nesivos would read that. Saying is the classic shlichus, what does he say? Because regular shlichus only works to be mekayim v'chalos. The idea of regular shlichus is that you might have thought you don't have the right to make chalos. You do have the right to make chalos for me. Basically, it's giving the shliach the right to make the chalos. Gives shliach the power to make a chalos. That's what regular shlichus is about, being mekayim chaluyos. It's like nowadays, it's a power of attorney. What does power of attorney mean? I don't know if anyone ever signed a power of attorney. Power of attorney means, it has nothing to do with someone representing you in court, necessarily. It means you're giving someone the right to make chaluyos with your property. Right, that's what it means. Yipui koach, they call in this in this country. What that means, the other person has the right to act on your behalf, and whatever chalos he does is valid. He says, classic shlichus and Torah is to make chalos valid. That's what koach, that's what all the sugyos and shlichus and gittin, kiddushin, and later on bar mitzvah are all about. Is the chalos valid, or is the chalos not valid, at least most of them? However, it has nothing to do with transferring responsibility. It has nothing to do with transferring responsibility. It's just about making chalos happen. According to this Nesivos, it's pasha how you would answer the famous question in Tosos Rid. What's the most famous question in Tosos Rid in all of Shas? Ellie? The most famous Tosos Rid in all of Shas. Okay. Gutenberg, what's the most famous question in Tosos Rid in all of Shas? I'm Kiddushin Daf Mem Aleph. If Shlucha Legumosa, why can I send a Shliach to sit in the Sukkah for me and to put on tefillin for me? So the Nesivos say very pashut. Shlichus means I can give him the power to make a chalos for me. It doesn't mean it counts as if I did it. It just means the chalos is valid. It doesn't mean I count as if I did it. It's not transfer responsibility. Like, that's a ludicrous notion. Mehechi tesi. There would be shlichus to count as if I did something. Shlichus just to make the chalos happen. Meaning, if I want to do the mitzvah of truma, I can send a shlichus to make truma for me because it makes the chalos happen. Once the chalos truma, so it's my mitzvah because it's my property. If I want to do the mitzvah of getting married, leave to the rabbi, I can send a shlichus to marry a girl for me. And, of course, I did a mitzvah because I'm married to the girl. But that's only when there's a chalos. If there's no chalos, then nothing being created, then of course there's nothing to talk about. So, therefore, shlichus b'ikaron doesn't apply to our favor. That's what we ended with. Of course, he would be against the Nod Yehuda. And he says he's against the Nod Yehuda. Right? He says, of course, in Shlich of Arvira, if I send the Rav Nodar Ashit to sell land to a guy, the land is still sold. That doesn't do Shlich of Arvira. Shlich of Arvira means, of course, Shlich works for making the kalos happen and doesn't work for transferring responsibility. If so, what's interesting about the Nesivas? Why am I setting up the Nesivas this way? I mean, not me. This, I'm telling you the way the Nesivas set himself up. Yeah?
He says for sure that agreement is inexpensive?
Yes, he says for sure. He's very convinced of that.
Why
is he so convinced of that?
Because why can't he agree with it?
I didn't say he can't. You just didn't let me finish my sentence. Understandably so. For good reason. I'm coming to the right place. But he could have ended up where he ended up even if he started somewhere else. But he's machrach to end up if he starts here. That's why he's starting here. It says, according to this, so what would happen in cases where yeshliach ledvar avera? And I'm going to add the word probably to address Ellie's objection. If it was like a problem, the avera is ma'aki shlichos, then what about in cases where you can have a shliach? Then probably we remove the ikov, and we're back to regular shlichus. That is how the Nesivas sets it up. The word probably is to address Ellie's objection, right? Meaning he says, if you would have said, the problem with shlichus of Arveira is that the Arveira makes me not able to point to shliach, then in the case where he's lav bar chiyuva, or lav yibay yavid yibay lo avid, lav bal b'chira, then we take away the problem, because he doesn't have a different rav, right? And once we take away the problem, he doesn't have a different rav, then we're back to shlichus. If we're back to shlichus, that doesn't help the Nesivas yet. But what does the Nesivas say? If you said the problem was more fundamental than everyone else, it wasn't that the Avera interfered with the shlichus working. It was that shlichus fundamentally doesn't apply to responsibility only to chaluyos, only to making effects, not to taking responsibility. It's fundamentally ludicrous to think about shlichus. For, again, this is what I quoted from Chaim. I think it was Yeshayahu who asked me this question. And I'm sorry that he's not here today. Through no fault of his own. But when I went through this whole Reb Chaim, I went through this whole fancy Reb Chaim. Remember once? Chaim says, shlichus only applies when you're the Baal Dover, when you're a Baalus. He says, there's no shlichus say, can you go play soccer as my shliach? No shlichus say, can you go to the movies as my shliach? Like, shlichus only applies to Baalus. So he asked, well, what about the whole sugya of Einshlech of Arveira? What about Shammai says there's shlichus for tzicha? There's no bailus on that. What about according to Ravina, there's bailus to give someone a haircut? There's shlichus to give someone a haircut? There's no bailus on that. So I said, oh, I'll get to that when we get to this Nesivas. And now I've gotten to it. What the Nesivas is saying is that this works well. This also answers Rav Chaim. According to Rav Chaim, on Aveiras, meaning, I'm not talking about Aveiras with Chaluyos. I'm not talking about Aveira of Gerushin. Fine. On Stam, my Stam Averos, right? It's not shy to talk about Shlichus in the first place, because you're not a Baal of anything. And you end up in the same place as the Nesivas. It's not shy to talk about Shlichus. Because, so if anyone sees shy, tell them I answered his question. I haven't yet, but I'm about to. It's not shy to talk about Shlichus, because Shlichus doesn't apply to responsibility. So what's going on in our sugya? So what the Nesivas says is, it must be that Ravina and Rav Sama learned out a new type of shlichus from Imhimatze Timatze Biyado. It's not that they're rehabilitating the old kind of shlichus. It must be there's a second kind of shlichus. There's a totally different kind of shlichus. What's that totally different kind of shlichus? The totally different kind of shlichus is not rehabilitating regular shlichus. It's a new kind of shlichus. How do we know a new kind of shlichus? Zeres Kosmi, Matsi Timatsi Biyado, which teaches us that Chatzar works for Gneva, and we understand that Chatzar works become shlichus for Gneva. So if Chatzar works become shlichus for Gneva, but it doesn't match the general rules. So it must be a new category of shlichus. There's one kind of shlichus, which is learned from Atem Gavatem. There's another kind of shlichus, which is learned from Himatzi Timatzi Biyado. And this is a totally different kind of shlichus. What's this shlichus? Not shlichus of power to create. Chalos, but shlichus of transferring responsibility for an aveira. And this new kind of shlichus, to whom does it apply? Applies to lav bar chiyuva or lav bal bechira, depending on if you hold like Ravina or you hold like Rav Samos. Then he says this shlichus lidvar aveira is not an exception to ancient shlichus aveira and gets back to shlichus. It's a new kind of shlichus. There's two totally different shlichuses. There's a shlichus of being mekayim the chalos, which we learned about in Kiddushin and Gittin. And there's a shlichus of taking responsibility for aveiros, which applies in limited circumstances of lavi by yavi by loav, lav bar chiyuva, depending on which amora you ask, which we learned about from himatsi timatsi biyado. And now all the Nesivos has to say is a very simple thing. In the second type of shlichus, there's no miyut of nachri v'katan. The miyut of nachri v'katan is on the chalos kind of shlichus. If you want shlichus to make the chalos valid, you can't do that through a nachri or katan. I mean, no one ever suggested sending a nachri or katan to divorce your wife, or sorry, to marry a grusha, because the chalos, you get a nachri or katan, you can't make a chalos for you. But this is not the chalos kind of shlichus. This is the achrayas kind of shlichus. This is taking responsibility kind of shlichus. And that kind of shlichus, we never learned a miyut of a goy and a katan. After all, we never learned a miyut of a goy and a katan. And therefore, it applies even to a goy and a katan, because it's an entirely new sugya of shlichus. And again, this also answers, I think, was Yeshayahu's kasha on Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim would be forced to say this. Rav Chaim says you can only have shlichus if you're a bialos over something. What's the having of shlichus for murdering someone? Meaning, according to Shammai, you'll shlichus varavera. What's the happening of shlichus for giving someone a haircut? Yeah, actively cut on. The answer must be that's a different sug of shlichus, which Rav Chaim wasn't talking about.
So, according to the Nesivos, you would assume you could always send a cut to go buy, you know, milk for you in the store. Meaning, there's a halos shlichus there in order for it to.
No! There's only halos shlichus for taking out rice if he doesn't have vera. There's no halos shlichus for the milk to be bought. If I send a cotton to buy milk for me in the store, it's not bought.
Why?
Because cotton only works for the second kind of shlichus. The second kind of shlichus is not makayim a chalos.
What's the chalos there? Are the transactions chalos?
Isn't buying something a chalos? What's more of a chalos than that?
I don't know what type of chalos
you're
referring to. Like a chalos in terms of like being
makrish, in terms of creating a new status. Right? Like in Dini Mominus or Ishus.
Okay, now.
So if I send a katan to buy milk for me at the store, I do not own the milk. Because a katan is excluded from the type of shlichus that makes it my chalos. I don't own the milk.
And it just comes to responsibility where we.
However, according to Ravina, if I send a katan to break the glass in the store window, I have to pay for the glass. But if I send the katan to buy a new piece of glass, it's not mine.
Is the makor for that is?
Himatsi timatsi biyado.
Is that just coming to combat ancient varvei, or that's?
No, that's the olchav l'nasiva that's coming to mechadish a new kind of shlichus.
So could the katan do a
bit? It's a big chiddush, I admit. But he says, if he also brings a raya, agav, I'll point out that. Remember, there were three exceptions to Ancient Lithuania of our favorite institution also. Mi'ilat, Bichum Mechira, and Shlichus Yad. Mi'ilat, it's a Mefurish Mishnah in Mi'ilat that if you send a cotton to do Mi'ilat, you're chayiv. So he said, why am I chayiv if I send a cotton to do Mi'ilat? He says, because Mi'ilat is also not an exception, but a new kind. Right? This seems against. It's not an exception to new kind. It seems against the Rambam. The Rambam sounds like Me'ilah is just an exception back to normal Shlichus. He says, just like you can do Me'ilah, you may katan. Why? Because the Xeris Akas of Shlichus by Me'ilah is not going back to regular Shlichus. It's a new kind of Shlichus, which applies to a katan. So, too, you can do all of Eros in the case of Lav Bar Chiyuva or Lav Bal Bechira, Al Yidei Katan. It's a new kind of Shlichus. Okay, how would the Shach with the Imei explain the Ila. Either they would say, maybe you're right about the Ila, but wrong about Ravina Rav Sama. Or they might say, that's really, you have to understand that was a different case. It doesn't really mean you totally sent the katan. It really meant you supervised the katan and, you know, b'chuli b'chuli.
So,
they come up a lot.
So
this is what's tricky. It could be, since this is exeris akasim from yotzi tumatsu biyado, it might only apply to averus and not mitzvos. That's the simple shot. Simple shot does only apply to averus and not mitzvos. Because exeris akasim is for averus. Ah, you'll ask, why is Hashem so mean that he only makes it work for averus and not mitzvos? So the answer is he's not mean. He just wants us to be responsible for what we do.
Before
Ein Shlach D'var
Avera, what would we assume by power
of responsibility according to the Nesivos? You would have assumed that is what Ein Shlach D'var Avera means. Ein Shlach D'var Avera for the Nesivos means Ein Shlach D'var Avera has nothing to do with it being bad. Ein Shlach D'var Avera means that Shlichus is all about power to do a chalos, is not about taking responsibility. That's what Ein Shlach D'var Avera means for the Nesivos, right? That's the whole chap of the Nesivos. Moshe. You'd be so kind. Okay, that's all we have to say about Shlichus with Barbera. And the truth is, if we wanted to get into Tvichu Mechira Shlichus Yadav Me'ilu, we could, but that's really not our topic. Now, so we're going to go on to the main point of our sugya and just try to be pshat in the sugya. Remember, the discussion of our sugya was trying to figure out whether Chotzer is Mishim Yadav Mishim Shlichus. Right, and that discussion is going to continue, as I mentioned, till a bit down Yud Beis Amud Aleph. It's a very long discussion. But what is the maskan of our sugya? So let's go to the end of Daf Yud. Let's even go to the third to last line. We've just defended shlichus. Really? You can say chotzer is shlichus and it's not yad. We know from get that shlichus is mishum yad by get. That we learned you can divorce your wife by putting a get in her chotzer. So get is mishum yad. There's a big machlokes you're showing here, which I'm not going to chazer over deos. Maybe you got a chance to look at some of them. You for sure got a chance to look at least two of them. Rashi and Tosfos. As to how come earlier we darshin b'nasa b'yadim yadim, we thought it meant shlichus, but now we darshin b'nasa b'yadim, we're sure it means yad. Why all of a sudden are we sure over here that it means yad? When don't tell me it says the word yada. It said that by b'nasa b'nasa b'yadim also. So, at least Rashi and Tosos, Rashi says, how come now we're sure it's Mishum Yad and not Shlichus? According to Rashi, why are we sure this one in Gittin is Mishum Yad?
Already had a Shlichus.
Meaning, because we already know you can send a Shliach to give a get, Mishalach Mishalcha. And in Rashi, there's a unique Shita here that if you know you can send a human Shliach, it's obvious you can send a Chotzer. It's obvious a Chotzer is as good as a human Shliach. So, Mishalach Mishalcha teaches us Shlichus, human and Chotzer. So what do we mean must be yad? That must be to teach us yad, as opposed to you must be yad, where we didn't yet know you could send a shlichus to steal, so it might be teaching us shlichus. Tosos says a little differently. What does Tosos say? That because it's not just based on the words in this Gemara, but it's based on what everyone knows. What does everyone know about a get? Right, that you don't need, the woman doesn't need what in the three letters? Dat, right? Falkarcha or Tana, right? So it's against her will. Against her will clearly can't be shliach. Can't appoint a shliach. If someone can't be shliach against your will, so it must be yad, as opposed to geneva, which obviously is only geneva if you want to steal, so that could be shlichus. Okay, there are other pshat that are shown him, which are more technical, but not, you can look them up if you want. Anyway, somehow we're sure that by get it's mishum yad. So what do we answer? Really, everyone admits that when it comes to getting, chatzar is mishum yad. The machlok is just mitziyah. Marsav yofin mitziyah get. Marsav lo yofin mitziyah me get. The machlok is whether you learn mitziyah from get or you don't learn mitziyah from get. That's the first day. We're not going to paskin like this day. Right? Pashtus. But that's the first day. Let's just analyze this first day because there is more than one way to interpret this line in the Gemara. And Eli Wagner has been waiting for me to say this ha'ara. They mandam yafina mitziyah meget. I think it's pretty straightforward. If chatzar mishum yad by get, it's chatzar mishum yad by mitziyah. Minastam yafina. Why not? Right? Chatzar mishum yad. Why is there a manda amar lo yafina mitziyah meget? Why? So what are the two pshatim? As to why? Why wouldn't we learn Metziah from get? Didn't you ever daven in the morning? So Rashi says, if it's an issue of mamon and iser, isn't gneva also mamon? So he says, well, but there's Mishum Shlichus. Okay, mamona me'isura lo yofina. It's actually interesting. That's a pasha where to put Geneva, although we're not going to get into that. So Rashi says, mamona me'isura lo yofina. That is a general rule we have all over Shas, that we learn mamon from Isur. Okay, sometimes respect a little more, sometimes a little less. Now, what's interesting about this Rashi? Ellie's going to tell him. What's interesting about this Rashi is that it ties in to one of the most fundamental hakiras of Maseches Gittin, right? That's what you've been waiting for me to say?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. What hakira do I mean?
Whether Kinyin or...
Exactly. What does it mean? V'nasan v'yada, right? What does v'nasan v'yada mean? Right? So this is a famous discussion of the Ktzos. This is made famous by the Ktzos. Right? The Ktzos says, just have a very simple chakira in Gittin, which is really not our topic, but you can't omit tying it into this Rashi. V'nasan biyada, does it mean? It means he gives her the get. What are two things we can mean by give? We can mean he's machne the get to her, right? Or we can mean he does a physical action of handing the get to her, right? So what does it mean? Does that mean hakna'ah? Meaning he gives her the get. The get belongs to him, right? According to most Rishonim, the get has to belong to the Baal. And he has to give it to her and it has to belong to her. That's the nature of the Maisa Girishim.
Seeing that when you talk about a get as dover hakores beino beina, that it's the maisa hakris.
Okay, so the other option is a maisa nesina biyama. No, it doesn't mean he's machne for the get. It means that he hands her the get. It doesn't have to be a valid hakna. Now, someone bring me a raya, one way or someone bring me a raya. That maybe it doesn't have to be a valid hakna.
I mean, we know that kinyan and sometimes don't work for it.
Okay, we'll come back to that. I don't know who the we is. But the classic proof that the Ktzos brings for this is the opinion of the Ktzos, and who did we see in Gittin who had this opinion? Who did we quote what Rishon in Gittin who took this approach? That Nesina's get is not a regular, it's not a dinner of Maisak, no, it's just a Maisa Nesina. In the Achrona, this is the famous Machlot between the Ktzos and the Imri Bina. I actually looked and see if it's Maisvedrish. We have half of the Imri Bina, but not the right half. Not the Choshimish, but the Dinu Mamanis half. Anyone remember who in Gittin, when someone asked the question of, well, how could this get work if it's not really a valid Kenyan, Minat Torah? The answer, who cares? You don't need a valid Kenyan. What was the question about? That we saw, Gittin Ayin Ches, that everyone asked, how could the get work if it's not really a valid Kenyan, Midoraisa? What were they talking about?
Dalet
Amos, right? So we had one answer, the Ramban. Afkin Ramban on Kedusha Minei. We had the Ran said, Hefker Bez and Hefker on the Dalet Amos. So now it is about Kedusha Deraisa. Who gave a more getting interesting answer? Tosus Rid Alatar, thank you. The Tosus Rid. What did Tosus Rid say? He said, who cares if it's a valid Kenyan in a Torah? You don't need a Kenyan, you just need an Asina. Right? And it's not a valid Kenyan in a Torah, but that's not relevant. You just need an Asina, you don't need a Kenyan. And what was the Rid's raya that you don't need a real Kenyan? Because what fundamental thing are you missing when the husband hands his wife a get that would be necessary if normally I want to hand you something. Let's say it's a piece of paper, right? An important piece of paper. I want to give it to you as a present, right? So, I hand you the important piece of paper. Besides me handing you the piece of paper, what crucial ingredient do we need in order for that kinyan to be valid?
Das Konis.
Das, right? And Das Konis, Josh points out, right? Clearly you have Das Magna here, right? Yet you don't have, I mean, you might, but that's coincidental, right? You don't need the Das of the woman. It's Isa Balkarcha. So the Rid says, for the fact is Balkarcha proves that this is not in the realm of Kinyanim. The husband's not makna the paper to the wife. What do you mean? She's standing there shrying, you know, I refuse to accept this, I refuse to accept this. I refuse to be divorced. No way. And yet, she gets it anyway. So obviously, what does that prove? The husband doesn't have to be makna her the paper. He just has to hand her the paper. Right? The proof is... That's the closest Rid's proof. The Imri Bina and the Achron on the other side are Docha, that there is a special Gzeres HaKasov. The get without Das. And normally Kinyanim need Das, but the special Gzeres HaKasov is an exception, and here you have a Kinyan without Das. Now, the Ketzos actually is a few things that he explains based on this Yesod. Anyone know what are you allowed to write a get on that would seem to not fit the normal rules of Kinyanim? No, you better what?
The stuff is still attached.
Yisuri Hana'a. What does the Ketzos say? Why can you write a get on Yisuri Hana'a? After all, there's no Kinyan in Yisuri Hana'a. So he says, this show, right, having there's no Kinyan in Yisuri Hana'a, says in Pesachim, right, Shnei Devarim Eina B'Shusha Shaladam, Vasa Nekasuk Ilu B'Shusha. And one of them is Chavetz B'Shei Shoshal Ma'alo B'Shadas Rana'a, right? We discussed this here 2 years ago. So he says, hold on a second, there's no Kinyan by Yisuri Hana'a, yet you can write a get on Yisuri Hana'a. What does that prove? That proves that you're not makna her the get, you're just handing her the get. Can you do a maisa with Yisur HaNa? Of course you can do a maisa with Yisur HaNa. It's still a maisa. So that's his other. He says, that's why Kosvin get al Yisur HaNa, because you don't need a hakna. You can't be makna Yisur HaNa, but all you have to do is maisa nesina. What? The Imre Bina explains that what will he say if you hold that a get is a hakna? You will just say that it's a machlokas rishonim, as we know, whether there's bailus b'yisuri hana'a, whether there's kinyanim in yisuri hana'a. So you have to say that this is the man of the Amar, that there are kinyanim, there is bailus b'yisuri hana'a. As we know, it's machlokas, right, for lulav. Can I use a lulav b'yisuri hana'a? And etc. etc. So this man of the Amar, it's machlokas rishonim, that there is bailus b'yisuri hana'a. He also, the Ketzos also wanted to say that this explains another funny thing. How does get over yadabon ka'achas work? Right? The Gemara asks, how can I put the get in, how can I give the get to my wife's house? Her house is my house until she's divorced. Now, yeah, how could you even put it in her hand? She's koner for me until she's divorced. Say, get over yadabon ka'achas. So the Ketzos says, do you really think there's a rule that, like, get of yod ban ka'achas, if the get can't work unless she has a yad, and she can't have a yad until there's a get, then it shouldn't work. How can it be? If two things are ma'akim each other, then it can't work. So he says, how does get of yod ban ka'achas work? He says, ein achanami, she's not kona the get. Get of yod ban ka'achas means she's not kona the get. The only question the Gemara was, I own her yad, and therefore I get the get back. And if I get the get back, what problem is that? What's the problem? The husband gets the get back. Like, as soon as I give it to her, I get it back. Because she's Zocha for me. It's not Krisus. Kris being a Veleka. So he says, really, the problem is just Krisus being a Veleka. And the answer was, get to be a Mankachas means, I do a Maisa Nesina. I did a Maisa Nesina. Once I do the Maisa Nesina, she's divorced. Once she's divorced, it doesn't go back to me. Since I never need to do a Haknah, she doesn't need to have a Yad when I give it to her. She just needs to not have to give it back to me afterwards. Okay, we're not going to put this on the board. This gets complicated because what does the Imre Bina do? It's Gitzvah Yom Ka'achas. So he has two choices. Either he says that Taka, there's a special rule in the Torah that when two things are prerequisites for each other, they work, even though it seems that they don't. Or he says something fancier, which I'm not going to get into now because I'm not sure if I can prove to you that it's correct or not. Okay, there are fancier things to say about this, but that's not our topic now. One fascinating nafgamina, the Get Mekusher says, the Sefer Get Mekusher, he wants to say a great nafgamina. I thought it was a great nafgamina on my own, but then I found the Get Mekusher says it. So I'm always happy. Baruch Shekivanti. Here's a fascinating question. The Gemara says, if I say, Hareza Gitech V'Hanir Shali, if I say I'm giving you this get, but I keep the paper. It's your get, but I keep the paper. Then it's not valid. Okay. So it could be that you might see this in different formulations. Why is Hare ze gite vehaniar shali not valid? What might you say? Hare ze gite vehaniar shali, why is that not valid? So if it's an issue of hakna'a, is then why is it not valid? Because I didn't give her anything, right? If the that is what Rashi says. Lo nasan la klum ella otiot perchot ba'avir, right? Meaning he didn't give her anything. Right, just osios that are not on something is not something. There was no hakna, right? If I tell you, here, you can have this whole get except for the paper, then I haven't given you anything. But if all I need is a maisin asina, then I did a maisin asina. I said the paper still belongs to me, but I did a maisin asina, so what's the problem? Krisus. Exactly, that's what the Rambam says. Krisus, the inan, the leka, meaning the Rambam sounds like this is a good writer of the ketos.
Why does the Rambam think it's only a problem with Krisus? Isn't it just not even Vinasan? So no, it is Vinasan. I did a Maisa Nesina.
It's just not Krisus because you're not separate. What does Krisus mean? She has to be able to retain proof so that I can't claim she's still my wife. That's what Krisus means. I can't even have a claim she's my wife. So Taka is a problem that if the Nier stays with me, I take the paper back and I can claim she's my wife. That says Krisus already in Krisus. If, as long as I can claim she's my wife, there's not a full Krisus. But for the Rambam, it's only a side problem. You did the Nesina, it's just a side problem. For Rashi, you didn't even do the Nesina. L'chore, that's Machlokes, the Niktos, and the Imrei Bina. I always heard of the name Rav Chaim. There are different Masoras, by the way, what Rav Chaim said about this. I heard in the name Rav Chaim that he held like against Niktos, like the Imrei Bina. But in the Gracha L'Shas, they have something more fascinating. He actually, see, Gracha L'Shas has Rav Chaim saying that they're actually two kinds of Gerushin, Svei Dinim, and there are two different tracks of Gerushin based on these two different models. There's an Asina track and the Haknah track. And you can like go through either track. So, I don't know. I don't know who to believe. I always heard from my Rebbeim that Rav Chaim held like the Imrei Bina, but in the stencil, which is, you know, in print, not his print, but in print, it's, he says that they're both right and there's two different kinds of Gerushin, which is a very fascinating finish.
Isn't it clear from the latest?
Hold your horses. Seder. Now, let me just point out another thing, which is, Rashi is going to appear enough that you should touch on that. Don't worry about that now. We'll get to it in a second. The other issue is, there's a famous sheet of the Tosos written in Kedushin Daf Ches. Anyone remember the famous sheet of the Tosos written in Kedushin Daf Ches? It's unforgettable in its radicalness. He says that if she tells him, put my get on a rock, put my get in the forest, put my get, you know, on the street, and he does, that's a valid gerushin. Yeah, if he keeps the get, that's a problem with Krisus being a meleka. But if Stam puts a get on the rock, that's obviously not a valid gerushin. But if she says, I want my get on the rock, not her rock, Stam, just put my get in the rishus rock, put my get in the fire hydrant, put my get in the wastebasket on municipal property, the municipal wastebasket, then that's a valid gershin. Almost as she does yachva, the Tosas writ. So I wouldn't say this enough gemina because that's very radical of Kuli Alma, but I would say this writ works very well as Shitase. It's hard to call that a hakna. If I take
my pen and I put it on the street, you're not Kona. I think that's very clear, right? You're not Kona if I put it on the street. I have to put it in your hand or your katzer. But if all you need is a mice and a sina, then I still would have said I need a mice and a sina to you. But the Tosus Rid, Lashitase, at least might say, what about? She says, Amra, ten giti al gabe hasela, meaning she'eno shela. So here, pashut, she'eno migureshes, because she wasn't kona the get. How could she be kona the get if it's a rishus rabbin? Here, I would still say, l'chora eina migureshet, but could say, like the rid, l'shitase, migureshet, why? Because if you say all you need is a mice and a sina, and you lower the standards of mice and a sina and say it doesn't have to be a sina to her property, it just has to be a sina to where she wants it, to her mind, then if she says, I want it on the sella, that's a valid get. We don't take that shita very seriously, halacha l'maisa. I think we might. My assumption is that if someone actually divorces his wife that way and then died, the poskim would let her marry a kohen. They wouldn't be choshish to the rid necessarily. But that's the shita of the rid.
There's a more obvious nafkamina, if you do it in front of Edom. If you do the tanai, that the paper is not in front of Edom, there's no krisos issue.
If you do the tanai in front of Edom. There's still a krisos issue because it needs to be a safer krisos. The safer needs to have evidentiary power. Now this gets
the
a little...
The safer still has evidentiary. The problem is that the husband has it and he might be able to claim that he never gave it, but then you have the witnesses.
We're not getting into that. Now, that Yesh Harbe Al Maladun, that has to do with the whole issue of the nature of Shtari Raya versus Shtari Kinyan and what a safer means. Choreg Mikvulot Hashir. But let me just point out one thing, that you could flip it the other side also. What was the other direction, Nafkamina, you might say? Which is, these are all cases where, like, you have an asina, but it's not a hakna. What if you have a
hakna with an
asina? What if you have a hakna that is not a nasina? What's a hakna that's not a nasina? Again, it has to be the husband's initiative. That's clear. The husband needs to take the initiative. What if, for example, the big machlokas is, what about kinyan agav? That's the classic machlokas. Can you divorce your wife with kinyan agav? Right? I say, you know what? I say to my wife, go, I have real estate here. Go, I don't know, you have to figure out exactly what's considered a proper kinyan. Go lock the door. Let's assume that that is called null, go to paratz. Go lock the door to the house. Bikona the house, and I got Bikona the get. So I didn't do a Menasan Biyada of the get, but I was Makner her the get. What about Akna without a Nasina? So Rashi, the famous Shita there. Rashi is a famous Shita there that says Kasher. And the Ran argues and says it's not a valid get. Rashi says the valid Girushin, L'chora Rashi L'shitase, that you need a Hakna. While the Ran says that it is not a valid Girushin, L'chora the Ran needs a Mais Nasina. Okay, you could say you need both, obviously. Okay. And Rav Chaim would say you need either. I'm not going to answer that question now, because that's too complicated. Suffice to say that everyone's, all the Rishonim and Achronim have dealt with that.
And also you don't need Aga per se, right? In Chalipin also might be an issue and...
Correct, but in each one you have to deal with it from a Tligitzach perspective, which makes it more complicated. But since no one really knows what Tligitzach al Gabi Karka means anyway, right? You have, it's always unclear. On the one hand, it's a maila to be able to throw around tligitzach al gabi karka. On the other hand, if you really knew the shitas of all the rishonim tligitzach al gabi karka, you would hardly ever be able to throw it around, because there's a broad range of understandings of exactly what the nature of that psul is. Okay, but we'll leave that
We will leave that for now. You know, but then I have something to do with Achlokes in the Rambam Rashba about what if I put in the Chatzar Mahalechus, my wife, and then she takes it. So, but we're not getting into that now. Okay, now, back to the Rashi. Back to Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Mamona me isura lo yalfinan. That is the manda amra lo yalfinan mitzia mi get. Now hold on a second. Is get mamon or isra? So hold on. According to the Mabina side of the Chakira, get is mamon. I have to be makna her the get. Right? Meaning the first step is she has to be kona the get.
Why does that make it mamon?
What do you mean? I have to, v'nasa b'yada means I have to be makna her the piece of paper. Then once I'm makna her the piece of paper, it makes her muteris l'chal adam. But I need a valid hakna'ah. So therefore, if this is a valid hakna'ah for a piece of paper, why shouldn't it be a valid hakna'ah for a mitziah?
But just because you learn out one prat of the din from the rules of kinyanim, which generally are applied to mamon, it doesn't mean that it in and of itself.
Hold on, according to the Mabina, what get means is, nasmiyad means that I was makna her the piece of paper using regular rules of akna, right? So therefore, chatzim shem yad, this is her yad for purposes of akna. So how could I do mamon meyisur lo yalfinan? Because according to the Mabina, handing over a get is a mamon, which has a side effect of isser. It's a mamon transaction. I'm giving her a piece of paper as a present. A very significant, special piece of paper as a present. The side effect is that now she can marry another man. But I think this is, the Ketos doesn't quote it. Maybe you'll tell me I'm right. But I think that this is a raya for the Ketos, which is, why am I going to assure you loyal finan? What's it saying? That's Isura. Handing over again is a Maisinasina for Isser purposes. That has nothing to do with how you acquire things. Because according to the Ketos, the Nasubiyad is not about acquiring things. It's about doing a Maisinasina. But according to the Imre Bina, the Nasubiyad means she acquires the get. If she acquires the get, why wouldn't it be Yalfina? Don't be Yalfina for the fact she's mutter to remarry. Just be Yalfina for the fact she acquired the piece of paper. I mean, according to the Imre Bina, two things happened. The second thing is that she's allowed to remarry. The first thing is that she was kona the paper. So don't be yalla from remarrying. Just be yalla from being kona the paper. Why can't you be yalla from amona mimamona? So it must be this mochrach like the ktsos. Yeah. I was waiting for you to say that. But I was hoping you would say it in like one more minute. So pretend you didn't say it yet. I actually hinted in advance you should say it. Okay. What does the Imre Bina do? Again, for the Imre Bina, it's very difficult. Because two things happen when you give your wife a get. Second, she's divorced. First, she's kona the paper. So just be yalla from being kona the paper. That's mamona mi mamona. Forget about the second step. Be yalla from the first step. So what's the Imre Bina going to say? One thing the Imre Bina say is that Rashi's wrong. What's the Raivid's pshat in lo yalfina mitziya mi get? Exactly. It's not a doraisa at all. It's not really an issue of yalfinim doraisa. What it means is derabanan midoraisa lo yalfina. Why? Because mitzias katan is only midrabanan, right? A katan midoraisa can be zofin mitzia, even if he picks it up, right? Mitzias katan biyado mamish. Even if he picks it up, it's only midrabanan. While get ktana is the oraisa. So what are we saying? A get of a ktana biyada mamish is the oraisa. Therefore, the Torah is mechadesh. Her chutzer is like her yad, but a mitzvah of a katan, even in his hand, is not midoraisa. And therefore, what does it mean, lo yafinan? It doesn't mean yafinan at the raisa level. What it means is that when the rabbanan, the question is, do the rabbanan extend? Of course they would extend from Isser and Mammon, from Mammon to Isser, from getting to Akhnos, from Akhnos to getting. The question is, do they extend from the raisa dinam to the rabbanan dinam? Meaning, maybe they'll say, it's enough we let the cotton have it if he picks it up. We don't have to also let him have it if it's in his chatzir.
right? Maybe in Rabbanans, they don't take it to the extreme. It's just a matter of that not every Rabbanan. Normally, we think called the Tikkun Rabbanan came to Raisa Tikkun, but they don't always go as far as the Raisa. In the Imre Bina, can say, I reject Rashi Shana. It's not about Mammon and Isser, because Get is also Mammon. It's about the Raisa and Rabbanan. But what Gidon points out is that I have a steer in Rashi here. Right? Because works even for the Imre Bina, right? Because then the Raisa Rabbanan has nothing to do with Mammon, nothing to do with Isser. We're not telling you anything about the nature of Mammon and Isser. We're just telling you about the Rabbanan and the Raisas. There's a steer in Rashi's though, because we just said Rashi's the Ketos. But I found Rashi time and time again on the Imre Bina side of the Chakira. Okay, so answer your stira. Exactly. Said like Josh said, that this line in the Gemara is only a Havamina. Right? I shouldn't say it's a Havamina. It's a Deya. But no one paskins like this day in the Gemara, right? We all paskin like the next day in the Gemara. What do we say? The vice aim of a ketani kulam will plead to the female team again. A hachu b'katan kamei flegi marsha yilfim katan ketan marsha yilfim katan ketan. We only add one of these a ketana bein v'mtzia. We learn mtzia from get. We're only arguing whether we can learn a katan. If he vice aima mar machad will plead, or he vice aima mar machad will plead, which everyone paskins means that right, which was who Reb Yochanan was talking about a ketana's mtzia. Reb Shlokish was talking about a katan's mtzia, and they're not arguing. Meaning lemaskana. Everyone's Yalif Mitzia Miget. The only machlokes is Yalif Kata Miktana, but we're all Yalif Mitzia Miget. Right? So Lamaskana. Again, why do I say Lamaskana? So the Rush discussed exactly how the Rifkin had a paskin. The simple shot is there's a sort from the Gaona that we always pass like the Lishna Basar of an Inami, or if I say the same thing. Then Lishna Basar, Mar Machad will plegi. And even though Rashi is two deus, everyone agrees, and the Ran and others have reasons that it means one was talking about Katan, one was talking about Katana. I think that's everyone passing the same way. Meaning Lamaskana, we're not Yolof Katan Katana, but we are Yolof Mitzia Miget. So the question is, this is right for Ketos, but then you have to ask, what about the Maskana? The Maskana is Lukuli Alma Yelfinan Mitzia Miget. So what would Rashi say? What's the maskana? Rashi would say the maskana could go two ways. Rashi himself would say le maskana side of the Chakira. Rashi would have to say le maskana. We hold differently about Get. We hold Get is also starts as Mamona and then produces the Isura. That's what the Imre Bina himself says. The Imre Bina himself actually says that. What's my Raya? My Raya is the Maskana, so Yelfinim and Tzimi Get. The Imre Bina himself says, why do I think that Get is an Inyan of Haknan and secondarily has an Isra and Afkamina? Because Yelfinim and Tzimi Get, the Maskana. Don't give me half Aminas. So this is, he's not trying to put all the Rashis together necessarily. But he clearly says he gets it from the Maskana. His Mugger is the Maskana of the Sugya, right? Imre Bina himself says, and this is also the Imre Bina says, he's based on the Maskana of our Sugya. Again, he doesn't go through the whole Shaka Vatari that we just did. But he says I'm based on the Maskana of the Sugya. That's one way to read our Sugya, is that the Maskana is like, the Havim is like the Ketos. The Maskana is like the Imre Bina. What would the Ketos say? Sos himself would say that even Lamaskana Get is not Haknaa, but Yelfinan Mamona Meisura. Meaning, there are two ways to read the Maskana. Rashi himself would say Lamaskana, where Yelfina Mamona Me Mamona, because Get also starts as Mamona, because you have to be Makna to Get. And that's what the Imre Bina says. The Ketos himself would say, even the Maskana get his Isura. Just the having is Lo Yelfina Mamona Yisura. The Kamash one is that Yelfina Mamona Yisura. Right, this is classic, where Luchasim would take the Sugya, he would read the Rashi, he would say, Rashi making two assumptions. Get is pure Isur, and we don't learn Mamon from Isur. So what's the Maskana?
According to Rabina, the maskana is you're right, Gehet Mamon from Yisur. Gehet also has Mamon in it. According to the Tzolos, the answer is you're right, Gehet has no Mamon in it. But we can't learn Mamon from Yisur. Okay, that's the apparently they have cool color to cooler machlokas, but Yafina Mamona may Isura. Okay, so this is this line in our Gemara, at least according to the Rabbi, it's irrelevant. But according to the it doesn't prejudice you lo lekan below lekan. It doesn't come on at all to this Hakira. But according to Rashi, you're dealing with a very fundamental Hakira Gerish, and here in the question, how to read Naskana is goof for the machlokas in the Ktos and the Imre Bina, based himself on the Maskana Bar Sugya, and the Ktos doesn't say that, but he could have said, I based myself on the Havim we are speaking for the Rashi, and I don't think that part of the Havim even changed. If you want to know where the Ktos is, by the way, he writes it twice in the Avnim Luim, Simon Koflam, a test of cutting Yud Gimel, and in the Ktos, Simon Reish, Sifkat and Hay. So Avnim Luim 139.13, and Ktos 205.
Is the Shin of
Arrived,
does that come together with what the
Okay, we'll get that in a moment. Okay, the last thing that we need to discuss is the maskana of Katan and Katana. Right, then we're finished this particular subject. Let's talk about Katan and Katana. Right, so the maskana is, again, why do I say the maskana? It's not 100% clear what the maskana is, but all the Rishonim seem to agree that we paskin, the rush makes it a little more complicated. Thank you, you're too kind. You have to think whoever's in charge that nowadays it's so hard to have any mysterious nefesh for Torah anymore. Everything's made so easy for us to even put in air conditioning. So I still don't know if I'm calling this mysterious nefesh, but at least we get to learn when it's hot a little and still stay up even when the air conditioning's broken. So we have the zechus of having a little taste of a shadow of mysterious nefesh for Torah, which otherwise we would miss out on. So we have to be makar tov to the tzevet tachzuka. Now, so what's the maskana? The maskana is that it works for katan, it works for katana, and not for katan, right? So, what we call lo yalfinan, katan mi katana, meaning katana yesh lo chatzer v'dal ramos. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan was talking about. And katan, ein lo chatzer, and ve'ein lo dalet amos. Right, that's the maskana of our sugya. The question is, why? There's some sort of lo yalfinan here. So why is there a difference in katan and katana? Who gives the simplest pshat on the one hand, but on the other hand, the pshat that seems a little arbitrary, just misvara? What's the simplest pshat? Why is it between katana and katana? Because since katana has a get, right? Obviously, only women can receive a get, right? So a katana can receive a get. We learn just like she can receive a get in her chatzar yad. Likewise, she can receive a metziah in her chatzar mitam yad. As opposed to a katan, since he has no precedent of get, we don't learn from katana, and he is not zocha metziah. I mean, what's a nafkamina? The nafkamina is a metziah falls into the chatzar, right? I mean, what's a practical nafkamina? If a Metziah falls into his or her house, the Katana is Kona, the Katan is not Kona, right? That's obvious, that's just Katan and Gemara. I don't know why I put it on the board. Right, so why is this? So what does the Rif say? What does the Rif say? Wait, on the board? What does the Rif say? Ah, Metziah. That's why. What did the Rif say? What? Okay, but is that what he says? That's almost what he says. He says, Chatzer diktana mishum yad. Chatzer dikata mishum shlich. But that's not what he says. He says it a little differently. What does he say?
He said in reference to Daladama, I thought.
No. Come on, you certainly noticed how Chaim quoted him inaccurately. Does he say the word? What does he say? Do I have to open up the riff? Okay, I'll open up the rift. I guess you guys just don't think it's so obvious, you don't have to point it out. He starts with the whole sugya on ham and base, he says, etc., etc., etc. Here we are, ham and base. The fourth line, Yochina Mitzia Miget, Hashem Chatzirik Yogalim Miget, Kachatzirik Yogalim Mitzia, Avachotzer de Gavra Mishum Shlichus Rabbi. Does he say Chatzer de Katan? What does he say? Chatzer de Gavra, meaning for him, this is the difference between Gavra and Itza, right? What does the Rif say? The Rif says, Chatzer de Isha. Mishum Yad is Rabbi, but Chotzer, the Ish Gavra, Mishum Shlichos. Now we'll see later on in the Gemara. Does that mean the woman doesn't have Shlichos? So the Gemara is going to say at the very end of the thing, based on Aleph, that it's Yad and Shlichos. But most are going to assume that means going to the Rif. The woman also has Shlichos, but the woman has Yad and the man has Shlichos. And not Yad, meaning there's a gender difference when it comes to a chotzer. That's also what the Rambam sounds like, because what is the Rambam saying? Right, that it's about men versus women. That midoraisa, this is a gender difference. Just like women are pater mitzvahs van grama, and men are chayav, and etc., etc. So women have a chotzer mitam Yad, and men have a chotzer mitam shlichos. There's a fun, and therefore even if they're 100 years old. 100-year-old lady, her chutzah is... Now, there's no nafkamina, because they're both kona mitzia. Well, so far. They're both kona mitzia, because they're adults, and they're allowed to have shluchim, but a 120-year-old man's chutzah is mitam tam shlichas, but a 120-year-old woman's chutzah is mitam yad. She has an advantage over men, and that her chutzah is mitam yad. That sounds... And it's... And the nafkamina is katan and katana, right? Because a katan and katana can't appoint a shliach, so therefore, a young man can't be kona mitzia at all, while a young woman can be kona mitzia. But the difference applies to all ages. It's a gender difference of men versus women. And the Rambam seems to be exactly the same thing. I'll just read, I think the Rambam says it twice. I'll just read wherever my page opens up to. It opened up Yavuz Zeh Levaveda, Perek Yud Zayin, where the Rambam said, Aval ha'ish lamadu shechatzirat kona lo mishlucha k'derech shekona lo shlucha k'techni lo gatzeira v'akotn ha'olei no so shliach, meaning for an ish it's shlichos, and therefore so the cotton can't apply shlichos, doesn't work. But it's a difference between ish and isha, even when they're old. Just again, if we're 20 years old, then whether I'm a man or woman, if a mitzvah falls in my house, I'm kona. If I'm a woman, mitam yad. If I'm a man, mitam shlichos. Right, so it's only nafkamina if I'm 11. But even if I'm 100 years old, there's a difference between men and women. Why does the Torah think there's a fundamental gender difference? I mean, if you ask me why the Torah thinks there's a gender difference in terms of many things, you know, we might have a hard time explaining to people nowadays why is there a difference in terms of mitzvah and grama. But I can do it. I can do it. With a little sociology, I could try to give a havana of why the Torah might say that. Why the Torah makes it in such a picayune technical detail a difference between men and women, that a woman's chatzar is konami tam yad and a man's chatzar is konami tam shlichas, is a little hard to figure out. But it's also hard to figure out paraduma, and we believe it anyway. So according to if I'm a Talmud of the Rif and the Rambam, so I'll believe this too. For some reason, I don't know, Esther Karka Olam Haisa, and therefore a woman is more connected to the Chatzer, and it's her Yad, and a man is different. It doesn't matter to me why. You know, you can say whatever you want in the realm of Drush. It's Mother Earth and Father Earth. So Beseder, okay, which is the same general idea. So Beseder, there's a gender difference in terms of Chatzer. All right, even though Pidrush, you know, it's not so much, but Beseder. Yeah, that's it's clearly Xeris a custom, just usually Xeris a custom is once the Torah says that we can figure out a little bit of the logic. Just, meaning, the logic isn't strong enough, we would have known it on our own, then you would have said, Lamali Kras Marahu, but usually means there's a custom. Once the Torah says it, we can figure out a little bit how it fits in conceptually. Okay, we don't have to figure everything out.
The problem is that you can understand differently, So there must be a reason why they understood it. It's not going to be some shit.
No, that's the pashup shot of the Gemara, right? Is that Yofina katan miktana, meaning a woman. I mean, what are they saying? This, what's katan miktana? What's the difference? The difference comes from whether you have a receive a get or not. Women receive get and men don't, so obviously the difference between men and women. Women, since it says v'nasim b'yada, which applies to women of all ages, right? V'nasim b'yada applies to women of all ages, so katan mishamiyad, tamiyad applies to women. V'nasim b'yada doesn't apply to men of any age, so it doesn't... That it doesn't apply to men, and they just have to fall back on shlichus. That's pashup shot in the Gemara. I understand where they came from, but it is a bit of a chiddush. I mean, either way, there's going to be clearly a gender difference here. It's just a chiddush that it even applies to adults. Let's take another shot. Who has a different shot here? Anyone have a different shot in our Gemara? And what's the nafgamina of this? The nafgamina is, well, we'll see the nafgamina in a second. There's going to be a significant nafgamina. Who has a different shot in the Gemara? The Ran, what does the Ran say? You said the Ran, right?
Yeah, it's both Mishum Yad, it's like different
Yad. Aha. What do you mean by that? The Ran said there's no gender difference in terms of how Chatzir works. That's clear. He says it doesn't mean what the Rif thinks. Doesn't relate to the Rif. But I'm saying for him, it doesn't mean what the Rif and Rama think it means. He says, I don't know why he said it. Maybe he just thought it was peculiar to say that depending on your gender, Chatzar works a different way for you. He didn't like Mother Earth and Esther Karkarolam. So he says, no, what's the difference? But what is the difference? Is the difference Daraisa or Darabanan for him between men and women? For the Rif and the Rambam, this is Daraisa. Right? There's enough to mean to be Daraisa. Right? This is a din Daraisa. For the Ran, it's also a din d'oraisa. But what is the din? What do we learn to ktana and not to katan? That chotzer mishum yad? I just denied that. No, that's only takana. What did the Ran say? Right? We end late, it's your fault, because you made me have to open up and look for the Ran. It's also the Mekhi Yosef, just a little shorter there, so I'd rather find the Ran. Here we go. What? Say louder.
They each have a different type of kinyan. The question is how much we expand
there. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying you're not saying it over succinctly. Here we are. Mar Savar Yofina Kata Miktana. Pirish. D'isla Yad V'chotzer Midoraisa Filu B'mtsia. What's the issue? Is the issue Chotzer? D'isla Yad V'chotzer. The question is, do you have a yad? If you have a yad, you can have a chotzer mitam yad, beseder. Question is, do you have a yad? For the Ran, the issue isn't whether chotzer mitam yad or mitam shlichus. The issue is whether you have a yad in the first place. I'm going to incorporate what the Gemara says a little later. The Gemara says a little later that there's sort of like, everyone always has shlichus. So just to avoid confusion. We don't have to avoid confusion, that's fine. But the Ran said is that lechol adam chotzer mishum yad is rabbi, according to the Ran. So what's the difference in a katan and a ketana? The difference isn't chotzer. Chotzer is chotzer. If my chotzer is a yad, my wife's chotzer is a yad. And if my chotzer is shliach, my wife's chotzer is shliach. He says, what's the difference? Ketana. Yesh lo yad min haTorah, and katan ain lo yad min haTorah. Now, in the continuation, he also says what the Ravid says, but that's not the main point. That's the chav. For him, the issue isn't whether you have chotz mitam yad. The issue is whether you have yad. That's the machlokas, and that's the machlokas. Are we yalfin on kat mikatana to have yad? How do we know katana has a yad? Because it says v'nasim b'yada, she's kona the get, right? So she obviously has a yad. So a ketana has a yad, and does a katan also have a yad, or not? So let me add. But an adult, there's no difference between ish and isha. Ish and isha both have a yad and a Torah. Whoever has a yad is chotzer mitam yad, right? Aval ish v'isha l'shneyem yesh yad.
min haTorah, v'lachen yesh lahem chatzer mi tam yad. This is the Ran and the Mukha Yosef, and you better hope the Mukha Yosef says a man has a yad, because if you remember the famous Ran and the Mukha Yosef at Shluch Shal Bala Mamon, says, how, next Mishnah, how is anyone ever Kona Metzia in their field? Can you ever be Kona Metzia in your field mitam Shlichus? No, there's no Shlichus of the Bala Mamon, right? Says, that's because you're only Kona mitam Yad. How is everyone Kona mitam Yad? That's because talking about an adult. Adults have a Yad. Right, I mean, for the Rif, a man doesn't have chutz mitam yad. But for the Ran, that's the main nafkamina, and this is where it gets labored to connect. So you have some of these achronos I put in brackets, right? For the Rif and the Rambam, unless you read the Nachlas David and you saw how he tries to get out of it because it leads to problems. For the Rif and the Rambam, adult men don't have chutz mitam yad. For the Ran and Yosef, every adult has chutz mitam yad. The gender difference is not in chutzir, the gender difference is in yad. And the truth is that we can understand it a little more. Since a girl has to be able to accept a get, therefore, zigzeris agashim, she has a yad. A boy doesn't have to accept a get, there's no zigzeris, he can't be married at all in the first place, there's no zigzeris agashim, he has yad. Okay, there's still a gender difference, but it's not about the details of chutzir, it's just about whether or not you have a yad. Whether or not you have a yad, that's the difference. Now, he also says the right in the continuation, but that's not the, you know, the idea that in Drabbanans they didn't extend it. That's not the important point. The important point is, I'll read it once more, and then I'll take Aaron's question. The is lo yad v'chotcha midaraisa, meaning if you have yad, you have chotcha, but the ikkers do have a yad. And he says that, and he says in which case, this would have to hold that, this day would have to hold that a cut, the day that Yalfina cut Mikhtanim, which we don't paskin like, right, would have to hold that a cutin has a Yad Midoraisa against the simple shot of the Bryce of the Mishnah in Gittin. And then he says it again. Look at Mar Machadamar, what's the Maskana? Mar Ayubikotin, the less lay Yad Vichotim Doraisa Klal. He doesn't even have a Yad in the first place. That's the main difference. Of course you don't have a Yad, you don't have a Chatzin. What they're talking about? Right? The loyal Yalfina cut to Mikhtanah. Etc. Okay. The Natin and Hashda, Diktana Yeshla Yad Bechotzer Mida Oraisa. Very Pashut. Avokotan Emo Yad Lochotzer Mida Oraisa. That's not Skana. He's very Pashut. And it's confusing because he throws in all the details of Dalit Amos and whether it works in Get to the Chomer de Ishish or not. But that's a very different way of reading it, and very different way of coming out halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa, just one second, for katan and katana, in a chatzar, it turns out the same. If it falls into the house of a katana, she's kona, mit chatzar, mit tam yad. If it falls into the house of a katana, he's not kona. But in a gadol, makes a big difference, because I have chatzar, mit tam yad, according to the Ran, and I don't have chatzar, mit tam yad, according to the Rambam and the Rif. It also makes a little bit of nafkamina. What about a katan who actually picks something up? No, a katana who, that's the nafkamina is, that nafkamina will leave because it depends what you hold on to many other things, so it's hard to pin it down. Yes?
The only reason we know that Tana has yad is because of the pasuk, right? If there was some sort of din that a katan needed yad, maybe he'd also have
yad.
So ultimately we're saying that it's a gender difference.
It is a gender difference.
And only because of some sort of zeres.
Correct. It is a gender difference. It is a gender difference. Absolutely, it is a gender difference. You're not going to escape a gender difference, at least if you hold this din d'oraisa at all. Notice how many times I read d'oraisa from the Ran. You don't think it's not d'oraisa. He says it every place he can. I guess I just feel more comfortable with a gender difference in terms of whether you have a yad at all than if gender difference are a subtlety of chasuk mitam yad. But you're right. Either way, it's zeres chasuk bis seder. Yeah.
The Mukhas brings that up. Tana only has kinyan to get when the father is not alive or something like that.
Right. Well, that's a separate detail. I mean, if a Tana has a father, until the father either dies or gives her over to Nisuin, and then she gets divorced or widowed, that's considered as if her father disconnected from her. It's called Yisoma B'chai Ha'av. Right. So if she has a father, then everything she does goes to her father, so that makes it more complicated. But that's not important right now.
We're talking about Kinyan, when we talk about the
Yeah.
Right, okay, fine.
So I mean, the
the real difference is they pick something up. The chatzar is just equivalent to picking something up, because chatzar mitanya.
No, I'm saying it's it'd be hard for Ketzos to really deal with that, no? In terms of, why Ketana should be able to pick something up, copy kinyanim, because she has Yad Bakinyan, and for the whole Yad
You're saying the whole Mahalach, the Ran and the Mukhe Yosef, works better for the Imri Bina, is what you're saying. I hear that Taina. That the Ran and Mukhe Yosef works better for the Imri Bina. You'll say I have the Ran on the other side of the board. It doesn't bother me so much, because I said you could require Haknah and Nesina. And that would still be like more like the Imri Bina than like the Tos. Enechnami, I think that's a good Ha'ara. It might even be Mocher, unless I think about it more. But it appears to be a very strong argument. Okay, let's just look at the Ravid. According to the Ravid, you would have to have a different shot. Why? Because as opposed to everyone else, the Ravid started out by saying our whole discussion is only on the level of Midrabanan, right? I mean, for the Ravid, we've never been discussing Daraisas in the first place. We've only been discussing Drabanans, right? Even from before Katna Ketana. Yalfinim Tzimi Get was in Drabanans. So if there's a difference in Katna Ketana, the difference is in Drabanans. So what would the Ravid say? I think the Ravid would say that the difference is only Drabanan. The Ravid doesn't carry through. The Ravid doesn't carry through. He doesn't say what the end of the sugya means. But if we just carry through, what does he start by saying? In deoraisas, right? Where is the Ravid? Oh, I didn't read the Ravid. Sorry, did I? Let's find the Ravid. Shitu Gebetzes on Daf Yudam and Beis, the 42nd paragraph. Says the, sorry, Ravid. Here we are. No. Less law chotzer. So, what does the Ravid say? The idea of not to learn is that in get she can receive a get midoraisa, so of course chatzar counts. But in mitzia she can only bekona mitzia midrabanan, right? Mitzias cherishot v'katan. Finish the Mishnah in Hanizakin for me. Yesh mam gezel mishum darkei shalom. Right, meaning ain't mam gezel mishum darkei shalom. Right, when Yossi says gezel gomer, meaning midivrehem, the Shas tells us. So it's only a very, very weak drabanan and see of katan, right? Mishum darkei shalom. So what's he saying? He's saying that what's the difference? What's the gender difference here? The gender difference here is we say, since mitzia is only midrabanan, therefore, we don't have to say chatzar by mitzia. I mean, in a drabanan, it's enough to make a basic takana. We don't have to extend it, right? So what would we say if it's yafinan, lo yafinim kat miktana? Just take through the logic. In ktana, we can extend a drabanan. Why? Because the mice, this katana, might go receive a get, and then her chatzar would be as good as her hand. So therefore, midrabanan, which she can take a mitzia, we should say the same thing. But a katan will never, some of the achronim explain, I'll be the Ravid, so that it shouldn't appear to be inconsistent. But a katan is never going to receive a get, so they weren't mitaking. So it's all a difference, meaning midrabanan, this has nothing to do with chatzar mitam yad and chatzar mitam shlichus, according to the Ravid, right? The Ravid says, Min HaTorah Chatzer Dekal Ish Ve'isha Mitam Yad Ve'ein Chiluk Bein Varim Linkevot. Mida writes there are no gender differences at all when it comes to Bikona Metzias and things like that. Nah, gender differences, that will say for ritual law. There's no differences when it comes to Kinyan Chatzar between men and women, or even between boys and girls. What's the only difference? That a Ketana Tiknu Mitzia Midrabanan Biyada Uvechatzera. Why?
to be consistent with get, and a katan tiknu mitzia midrabanan rak biyado. Why? Because they don't want to make the cut of buttons go too far. No need for the cut of buttons to go too far. By a girl, they wanted it to be consistent and fit in, so they said her cuts are also. Because after all, so say, you know, people say, what do you mean? I got divorced with this. I can't be have a $20 bill with it. But for a boy, they didn't take the cut of further. So it's a slight gender difference. But just in the technicality, we draw a button because they didn't like to extend it too far. But in a girl, they did it to be consistent. That's the right. For the right bit, there's hardly any difference, even a couple in katana, the difference is only me de rabbanan, according to the, just following through the Ravid. Which Rishon on the Daf, the Nachlas David, points out, sounds a little like the Ravid. Tosos says, Yalfinan, tzim get. Ha Yalfinan, says Tosos, having me de rabbanan. The Tzias Katal, having yel me de rabbanan, I feel a rabbiosi, don't regal garma, hanging me de regan. Lenin Yad will plead Yalfinan, Lenin Chatzir. So first, when he says "Le'inyan Yad lo pligid yalfina el inyan chatzir," who is he coming lafuke from? No, from the Ran, right? We're not arguing about who has a yad. We're not discussing yad in our sugya, right? There's no. We're not discussing who has a yad who doesn't have a yad. Meaning, we're not talking about the Rid, the Ran's shot here, right? We're talking. We're only dealing with chatzir. We're not worried about yad. We're only talking about chatzir, not about yad, right? Le'inyan Yad lo yalfina el lo le'inyan. Ella the Indian chutzer. Now what does Tosos say? Yalfinan is only midrabanan. So the Nachlas David says, Tosos is a Ravid man, or Ravid school. Right. Now why am I not 100% convinced? Because you could read Tosos in two ways. You could read Tosos, and then if Tosos holds like the Ravid, that's a big support. I mean, it's not just the Shitas Yachid. It's Tosos and the Ravid. That's already just as good as this, or just as good as the Riff and the Rambam. Right? So, maybe for us, better. The Tosos says, Yalfina's only Midrabanan. Meaning the whole Sugya is only discussion of Midrabanan, of how far they extended the Takana. Meaning, do they extend the Takana of Mitzia to match Get or not? And then the whole thing is a technical discussion. It's not about any longus. It's just about, like, on the one hand, they don't like to extend takanas more than they need to. On the other hand, they like things to be consistent with the system. So where did they draw the line? You could read Tosos like the Ravid. That's the Nachlas David says. I mean, in the end, he even tries to read the Riff and the Rambam like the Ravid, which we'll come back to. So far, we shouldn't be able to. I mean, we don't yet know why he would want to do that. So we shouldn't take it seriously. Find out what the incentive is. The reason why I say it's not mukhrach is because I'm not sure in reading Tosfos whether he means this whole sugya is only midrabanan like the Ravid, or whether he just means since they use the word mitzia is only midrabanan. They're really arguing out of Doraisa. They're really, meaning he could still admit to the Rif that they're really arguing about a Doraisa concept. Just the word mitzia that they use, they only mean on the Darbanim level. So that's why I said it's not mukhrach, because if I wanted to deny the Nachlas David, I could say, no. Tosos doesn't mean the whole sugya is only about the Darbanims. The whole sugya is at a fundamental deraisa question, chatz mitam yad mitam shlichas, even for adults. The nafgamina for mitzia is only Darbanim, because mitzia is Darbanim to start with. Tosos just means the lashon of mitzia they're using here is only alfina midrabanim. But there's also a deraisa machlokas. So that's what I'm not sure. You could say he's not the Ravid, he's saying there's also the Raisa Machlokas, but the particular Mitzia piece is the Rabbanan. But certainly, if you read the simple Pshat HaTosfos, right? I'd say not just Ulai. Pshat HaTosfos, right? The simple Pshat and Tosfos is that he's like the Ravid, this is all a Rabbanan Machlokas. No one's arguing any fundamental gender differences here, not in Yad, and not in Chatzar Mishum, X or Y. So it's three fundamentally different ways of learning the Shakla Vataria and the Maskana of the Spain Pine Get to Katan and Katana, right? I mean, this wasn't, the Ran doesn't have a different shot in that. The Ran has a different shot in Katan and Katana. Three fundamentally different ways of learning what is going on here. What is the nafgamina of these three different ways of learning what's going on here? So, we'll just briefly have to summarize a little bit. What are the three ways of summarize? What are the nafkaminas? One nafkamina might be, although this is a little unclear, the sheet of the Ravid twice in the Mishneh Torah. What's the sheet of the Ravid twice in the Mishneh Torah? That Matana, sorry, that a Katan has Chatzer for Matana. Right? A Katan has Chatzer for Matana. He does have Chatzer for Metziah, but he has Chatzer for Matana. So, why does a Katan have Chatzer for Matana? So here is, and this is seems to be against the sheet of the Rambam, who says that a Katan doesn't have Chatzer for Matana. So here we have a machlokis between the Chatzer Lekatan Bimatana. The Ravid says he has the Mashmah, so the Rambam that the Ravid keeps arguing is that he doesn't have. What's Pshat in the Ravid? Why would there be difference between Matana and Metziah? So the what's Pshat in the Ravid? The Machne Ephraim says very Pashat. This is the Ravid. Lishitase, right? The whole point of the Ravid is that this is all about Takanas Rabbanan. But what does half the Rishonim hold? That Das Acheris Machne works for Katan Midoraisa. Matana for Katan is Midoraisa. So what's Pshat in the Ravid? So the Machne Ephraim says Pshat in the is that it's the Ravid, Lishitase, Ve, Savar, She, Katan, Kone, Mitzia, Matana, Minatora. This is the sheet of Tosos all over Shas, then Dasacher's Matna. If there's a Matana, Kone can be Katan can be Kone, Mido Raisa. Right? Katan's Kone, Mitzia, Mido Raisa. That's the famous Kashan Tosos. Tosos asks, the Amela Ish Goel, an Ish, you have to check if he's a relative. But if a Katan dies, then you know his property is Hefker and he's not a relative. He has no relatives, meaning if he's a Ger. So a Ger Katan who dies, his property is Hefker. So it says, Mido Raisa, how does a Ger Katan have property? Don't say he inherited it, because he has no relatives. So Tos says, no problem. Dasacher is Machna, Katan, Mitzias Kershe Katan, Shot Mekatan is, Mishadar Kishalom, or Gezel Gomri Debrayim. But, and therefore, once it's Doraisa, there's no difference between a Katan and a Ketana. Once it's Doraisa, right, this would also work for the Ran, right? Meaning, if you help a Katan is no Yad and Mitziah, but he has a Yad for Matana, right? Meaning, this works for the Ravid or the Ran. If you say, there's not a fundamental gender difference in terms of how Chatzar works. It's not about Chatzar mitam Yad. It's that this is all about the Rabbanans. Well, if Matana's no rice, no problem. Or this is because a Katan has no Yad at all. But if he has a Yad for Matana, then maybe of course he has a Chatzar. Although the Ran himself says that's a Pashtun because that might only be the Rabbanan. Let's, you know, theoretically. And then what would the Rambam say? The Rambam would say he's also Lishitase. Lishitase that for men, because men have a male gender, because they have a male chromosome, therefore, Chatzer is only mitam shlichus, and in shlichus lakatan. Lishitase, Chatzer de'ish mitam shlichus, ve'ein shlichus lakatan. Very, very, very pashut. That's the Machne Ephraim. According to the Machne Ephraim, this is just an afkamina of the Chakira. If you hold fundamentally you can't have Chatzar Mitam Yad, then a Katan can never have Chatzar Mitam Yad. If you hold it's really just because he can't be Kone in the first place, then in Atana, if he can't be Kone in the first place, it works. If you make that assumption, he can be Kone in Atana in the first place. However, the Ktsos just has a different shot, which has nothing to do with the Ktsos, it has nothing to do with this Arhol Sugya. The Ktsos that's on the Makara sheet says unrelated. The Ktsos says, no, we're always dealing with Chatzar Mitam Shlichus. He says the Ravid really agrees to the Rambam. I mean, he didn't pay attention to the Ravid in the Shidu Gubetzes, or he didn't think that it was necessarily the Shitase. The Ktsos says nothing to do with anything.
The Ketzot says there's just a separate din, that there is shlichus for a katan, b'dasa keres maknen. And if there's shlichus for a katan, then it doesn't matter if he has a yad, it doesn't matter if katan mitam yad, it doesn't matter anything. There's shlichus. So he says, the Ketzot says, yesh shlichus l'katan, b'dasa keres maknen. Called Zochan Lekatan. If I want to give a little kid a present, I can give it to Aaron to give you Zochar for the kid. And what if the Rambam disagrees, what would the Rambam say back? The Rambam would have to say that's only for a Shliach Bar Das, not for a Chatzer. Yeah, he admits that there's Shlichas for a Katan, but Das Acheres Makd. I mean, we all admit that we paskin, it's my close to the Gemara, I can give Ellie a $20 bill and say, Bizoch on behalf of Ari. Bizoch on behalf of Ari. That's the little kid. But that's only if he's a person, not if he's a chatzar. Why? We're not going to get into that now. So, according to the Ketzot, it has nothing to do with Ar Chakira. According to the Machane Ephraim, they're arguing goof about Ar Chakira. The Rambam says fundamentally there's no chatzar mitam yad for men, and kids can't have a shliach, so nothing to talk about. Well, the Ravid says, no. It's just if it's drabanan, then a chatzar doesn't work. But if it's daraisa, matanah daraisa, chatzar does work. Okay, the segue we're going to take into the next sugya, which we'll have to wait for next time, is of course what I keep saying. What's the main nafkamina that's going to be a thorn in the side of the next sugya? Let's just point out the main nafkamina does an adult male have chatzar mishum yad, right? The Rif and the Rambam say no. The Ran and the Mukhi Yosef and the Ravid say yes. That's the main nafkamina. Why is that the main nafkamina? So that's going to affect the whole next discussion of the Gemara. But we'll have to leave that Mirtz Hashem for, I just point out to you, hopefully you looked at it. The Ran and the Mukhi Yosef are the two people who say that all Metzias, your only konics of Chatzar Mitam Yad, that's, they don't say it, but it's clearly the Shitasa. How can you say your only konic Metzias of Chatzar Mishum Yad? How can a man be konic Metzias? The answer is because they hold a man does have Chatzar Mishum Yad. So that's the Shitasa. We'll have to pick up with that Amir Tzoshem next time.